Trapped emotions are meant to be experienced, even the ones you do not want to feel currently. When you place a lot of focus on anything, this is a signal to the universe to bring you more of that, because surely you would not spend a lot of time thinking about those things you do not want to draw in. Why would you? We discuss here emotional energy not yet felt, which remains stored in your body. These await the opportunity to surface and to become known. In this way, they can be expressed and released. Perhaps you were unaware for the need to feel these things you've created, so you have accumulated them. Each new yet similar emotional vibration attaches to another layered in proximity to it, each resonating with the original energetic frequency that attracted them to where they now reside. They await your desired connection. Universe doesn't want you to forget about these others, as they are all stored together for easier access. Like-kind energy attracts one to the other and keeps them together in close proximity. So let us get to why you want to feel this stored energy. Each emotion is energy, vibrational energy. And when this energy is not flowing at the level that resonates in conjunction with your body, when it pushes up against the flow of your body, the resonance or vibration there works in a manner not in harmony with its surroundings. So when you store this type of energy and you store enough of it, this energy will energetically fester. This is how disease is formed within the body. And if you were able to look at the formation of disease as do scientists, you would see cells vibrating differently and not in sequence with what surrounds them. As such, they would not be aligned and would work in opposition or in aversion to other cells existing in their proximity. So in this recognition, do bless each ache and pain and ask what these quirks are trying to tell you. You surely feel the residual effects of what you have created and stored. It's tugging on internal strings to tell you, hey, I'm here, and I've got others with me. Now, how can what is stored be readily accessed and released? The body expresses things a little differently than spirit, and so there are consequences that take a toll when emotions are left in the body without being expressed or realized. These are the seeds planted that grow, germinate, to take on a totally different shape, form, and purpose as time progresses. Adding more energy to the core energetic frequency does, in effect, give it more momentum and a boost of sorts. If you are in a situation of angst and you do not change your energetic connection to the situation, an energetic response is created. The same emotion then continues to be fed as other potential aspects remain in play. The energy which was created becomes suppressed as you push through your day. You are unhappy, but you see no alternative or ability to make changes. Do you then deal with things by putting up with something which makes you feel inordinately unhappy? You do not allow yourself to feel what you are experiencing. Do you believe it would be too much to endure to go through the experience as well as feeling the occurrence? Do you see that this is, to a degree, a betrayal of self? Betrayal in that you are asking yourself to stay in a situation that is toxic to your being. You would advise a friend differently, would you not? If you cultivate a negative situation and nurture its growth through garnering similar or other vibrationally compatible energy, doesn't it seem likely more of its energetic kind will be drawn to you? And so will you need to locate a means to keep such growth under control? And if you are unaware of this occurring in the background of your being in the first place, how are you to deal with this then, when all the while you increase the number of negative things being stored? You travel to doctors and they have no explanation for the pain you feel. And so this or that is prescribed to relieve the pain or simply to mask it. But do these drugs get to the root or origination of your issue? How can prescription drugs truly make a difference when you have not addressed the suppressed energy at their root? They are the true origination of the pain. Ultimately, you must ask yourself to handle what is before you. You have a choice. You can address these things or choose to ignore them,